time for your letters. Last Saturday, NPR's Jennifer Ludden introduced us to 30-year-old Michelle Holscher as part of NPR's American Dream series. Ms. Holscher graduated with $140,000 in student loan debt just as the recession hit. She worries she'll never be able to own a home or raise a family.
Even if I was a nurse working in a different specialty, I could definitely make a lot more money. But because I wanted to help people that need the most help, I think I've made a lot of sacrifices.
We heard from many who sympathized with Michelle Holscher, but Ronald Rodriguez writes on NPR.org, "I'm sorry that I cannot sympathize with the young people who took out loans to go to school. Like buying a car or a house, there's an obligation to repay the loans for doing so. Chalk it up to a lesson in reality. You borrowed the dime, so now pay for the time." We spoke with Eugene Levy last week. He's in a new Tyler Perry movie and recollected his days with the Toronto outpost of Chicago's famed Second City Company.
You know, we kind of got the ABCs in how to kind of move a scene along and make it work without getting cheap. And we did that till we got back to Toronto, and then we got cheap again.
That Toronto cast, including Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, Martin Short, and John Candy, went on to make the SCTV TV show. Reggie Benstein writes on our website, "There was nothing cheap about SCTV, just brilliance and a zero budget, the best kind of comedy." Victoria Weinstein writes, "SCTV is still the best troop comedy show ever. I remember skits from the 1980s like it was yesterday." Well, we like hearing from you. You can write to us. Visit npr.org, click on Contact Us, and I'm on Twitter at NPR Scott Simon.